bang, bang, bang all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
I think you were just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m, repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Oh yeah! This is Siren Radio 107.3.
Well, we might be slightly further along than we first advertised. You are listening to Legends on Siren Radio. It's time to get the tinsel back out. Don't put it away yet for one final Christmas celebration. Listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, though, once again, we're doing something a little bit different, as we've already paid tribute weeks, months ago to Andrew Ridgeley and, of course, George Michael, Wham! But we couldn't really play Last Christmas in June, so it fits in quite well here. Tonight, we're continuing our journey into Christmas number twos. We started it last week. We got up to around 1982 from 1955. So let's continue on and find out more about them. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 077 97 800 716, or you can tweet us at SirenFM. So this Wham! Christmas number two was held off by the iconic number one Band-Aid in 1984 for Christmas number one, and alas, it fell to number two. I reckon George and Andrew, though, could forgive missing out on the top slot for that one. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
and we kick things off with a little bit of Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston came second in the Christmas charts. In this song, Whitney sings about loving a man who doesn't return her affections. Despite the advice of her friends and against her better judgment, she holds out for him, and he becomes her idealized lover. This was originally recorded by Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. in 1978. The lyrics were written by Jerry Goffin and the music by Michael Masser, who also went on to produce it. It won the 1986 Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, and in both the US and the UK, this was Whitney Houston's first number one hit. In America, her next six singles all reached the top spot, but it would miss out on that all-important number one at Christmas to none other than Shaking Stevens with Merry Christmas, Everyone. So at least it went for a festive classic.
You know what I was going same. Especially for you, I wanna tell you I was feeling that way too. And if dreams were wings, you know I would have flown to you to be where you are.
No matter how far, and now that I'm next to you,
no more dreaming about you.
Iconic with definitely with my parents, at least, and people of my parents' generation. The Neighbours duo were actually dating in real life when they recorded this. It was written and produced by the team of Stock, Aitken and Waterman, who also came up with Minogue's hit I Should Be So Lucky. It was the biggest selling single by the songwriting trio. Peter Waterman, in his autobiography, I Wish It Was Me, recalled, because we were working with both Kylie and Jason, who were romantically linked, there was inadvertently a feeling amongst the public that we'd have them do a romantic duet together. We'd known from the beginning that they were going out, but the idea sounded like a sickly proposition. Waterman and Matt Aitken flew to England, from England to Sydney to record the song with the duo and sat up all night writing the lyrics. The song took 10 hours to record, and Jason Donovan recalled saying, "We didn't actually sing the duet together. We had to learn the song very quickly and recorded our parts separately." Waterman admitted, "When I heard the finished version, I hated it. It had absolutely no passion. Mike hated it, and everybody I played it to in the office hated it. But it was going to be a smash hit because of who was singing it." And it may have come out for Christmas number one and got there just in time, but this passionless tune may have won also the hearts of the world and become an instantly memorable hit. But once again, it was a festive favourite that would hold it from the top spot on that important week, with Mistletoe and Wine by Cliff Richard taking the top billing. Still, it all worked out well for Scott and Charlene, right? Let's move on.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them. Getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo.
Rolling.
Hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by. Kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo. So I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous.
Cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells
falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it.
Can you tell that we've stepped into the 1990s? I surely can. But this track samples the 1980 song Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. But Vanilla Ice never got permission to use it. No lawsuit was filed, but it is likely that Vanilla Ice agreed to pay Queen and Bowie a settlement. According to industry insider Hans Ebert, Brian May of Queen first heard this song in a disco in Germany, and he asked the DJ what it was and learnt that it was number one in the US at the time. On the linear notes of the album, the composer credit is given to Vanilla Ice, Earthquake, his producer Floyd Brown, and M. Smooth, who collaborated with him. They also thank MC Hammer, Ice-T, Public Enemy, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Cash Money, EPMD, and Two Live Crew. But there is no mention of Queen or David Bowie. However, Bowie and the members of Queen were later added as composers on the official credits. This was the first single by a rapper to hit number one in the US. It is not, however, the first number one hit with a rap, as Blondie earned that distinction with Rapture, which hit the top spot in 1981. Now it's time to go from Ice Ice Baby to the King of Pop. Of all the tracks that are on these Christmas number twos tonight, I think this could be one of the most beautiful. This is Michael Jackson and Heal the World.
Heal think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. A love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joy, forgiving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams. We stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing.
Jackson's 1991 album Dangerous. Jackson wrote and produced this song himself. In the documentary Living with Michael Jackson, he said that he created the song while in his giving tree at the Neverland Ranch. Jackson himself claimed this track to be one that he is most proud of that he had created. Now, Whitney may have been held off the top slot for a few years earlier, but it wasn't going to happen again, as I Will Always Love You took the Christmas number one in 92, leaving the King of Pop to sit, hopefully happily, in second place. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we take a look at Christmas number twos.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
Now it's time for one of my favourite bands of all time. I'm so happy this was a Christmas number two for 1993. Let's take that.
Back again,
take me back,
babe.
some of the songs on tonight's show are. Like, literally, all these Christmas number twos are coming in above 4 minutes. Heal the World, 6 minutes 25. I remember a very wise man once said that the wisdom at the BBC is that the viewers would switch off as you go past 3, but it's a good job that you're listening to Siren Radio then, giving the alternative take on Christmas number twos here for Legends on Siren Radio. I'm never going to get a job anywhere else in my entire life. You're listening to Legends, as I say, and that was Take That with Babe, 1993's number two Christmas hit, the fourth single from Take That's Everything Changes album. Put up a real fight for Christmas number one, but alas, it was not to be. And of all the people who can stand in the way of one of the biggest boy bands this country has ever seen, you would never have guessed it would be Spotty Mr. Blobby. It seems as were though that Mr. Barlow still holds resentment for the pink one, but thankfully last Christmas he got the chance to take his anger out once and for all on Blobby as he showed up on Alan Carr's Chatty Man, and Gary gave him a beating that only a pianist from Manchester can. To a very steady beat, no doubt.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
Oh,
baby, if you weren't singing along to that one, then I'm sorry, children, adults, animals of the sea, Santa won't be visiting you next year, because it is an obligation of the festive season to boogie whenever you hear the soothing tones of Carey on your radio set. In December 2006, this became the first ringtone to achieve an RIAA Gold Certification for, or certification, you know, if you want to speak English, for sales of over 500,000. The next year, the ringtone was certified platinum for 1 million, then double platinum for 2 million in 2009. The ringtone far outsold sales of the single, which wasn't issued until it was available digitally on iTunes and other services in 2003. The digital single was certified gold in 2005. Oh, I miss a good ringtone. The Merry Christmas album in itself sold 3 million copies by the end of 94 and another million by the end of 96, in large part because if you wanted to buy the song, you had to buy the entire album. It was certified at 5 million in 2003, and the same year, the song was first sold as a digital single. This makes it one of the best-selling Christmas albums ever released, and along with offerings from Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand that have also cleared 5 million, one of the biggest by a female artist. The top-selling Christmas album of all time, though, is, let me hear you all say it, Elvis's Christmas album, with over 10 million. Now, it's time for something that you've probably not heard on your radio for about 20 years.
That be the word on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
1995's Christmas number two from the Mike Flower Pops, it's Wonderwall. The band became famous in the UK in 1995 when they released a cover version of Oasis's hit song Wonderwall. After seeing the band perform, BBC radio producer Will Saunders recruited Flowers for BBC Radio 1 DJ Kevin Greening's show in order to cover the hits of 95 for Greening's Saturday show, and Wonderwall was his first week's project. Chris Evans heard the song and made it single of the week on his Radio 1 breakfast show, telling listeners that this was the original version of the Oasis classic that it was to become. And the single, issued by London Records under the name The Mike Flower Pops, was released while the Oasis original was still in the UK singles chart and itself reached the top 10. Flowers' version peaked at number 2 in the Christmas 95 chart. And this little joke that got out of hand has meant that the Mike Flower Pops are still living off their success today, performing at festivals, concert halls and theatres around the country. How amazing's that?
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. On Siren Radio.
Probably not as amazing as this is from 1997. Say eh-oh.
Yeah.
Christmas number 2, 1997. Need I say more?
Christmas. On Siren Radio.
Despite being ignored by many radio stations as they deemed the song to be too uncool. But I tell you what, nothing is ever too uncool for us here at Siren Radio, especially on this show. Cliff Richard's record label, EMI, for 40 years refused to promote it, so Cliff took it off to an independent label called Papillon. The proceeds from this went to the charity Children's Promise and the Millennium Final Hour Appeal. It raised £1 million. The song's writer, Paul Field, was watching Princess Diana's funeral at a service station on a large screen, along with a large crowd, as the Lord's Prayer was recited, and many people joined in. Paul realised that although this was a secular age with falling church attendances, most people were familiar with the Lord's Prayer. Inspired by that thought, he set out to put a tune to the traditional hymn, Auld Lang Syne, for church musical Hope and Dreams. A CD was recorded using Cliff Richard, whom Paul knew, and Cliff decided to record the single to tie in with the Christmas period and the millennium celebrations. He reasoned that as the Lord's Prayer celebrated Christmas and Auld Lang Syne, the turn of the year, it would make an excellent single, and it became the third bestseller of his career. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's episode and our festive fun, but we still have a few more Christmas classic number twos to come as the 21st century arrives.
Christmas. Christmas. On Syren Radio.
Weren't dancing along, singing along to the Christmas favourites from earlier, you've got to do with it for this one, as it's the darkness and Christmas time.
Vain joy and surprise, and the gifts we despise are the mold one with you. On the 25th day of the 12th month of slavery.
Released this special novelty cut on December 15th, 2003 to fall in with the UK singles Christmas number one race. Despite being the favourite with the bookmakers to top the official UK singles chart for the Xmas week, the track was beaten into the runners-up spot by Gary Jules and Michael Andrews' cover of Tears for Fears' Mad World. Frontman Justin Hawkins' lyrics are based around spending Christmas with a loved one who is distant during the rest of the year. He explains into Kerrang, I thought about what it's like to be emotionally and geographically detached from somebody who was throwing themselves into their work for 51 weeks of the year, and what it'd be like to have a few family days, and how the idea of filling those days with meaningful quality time activities keep you going whilst absent. The Darkness worked on the song with legendary producer Bob Ezring, and the track features a school choir from Haberdashers Asks Hatcham College School. Now there's one for the bingo, guys. I know you love guessing when I'm going to get a name wrong. Haberdashers Asks Hatcham College School. Who knows? You don't know the school. If you went to that school and you're listening, let me know if I pronounced that right. It's in New Cross, London, which was the educational establishment that Justin and Dan Hawkins' mum once attended as well. The video finds the band unwrapping presents in a Christmassy log cabin. Justin Hawkins' love interest is played by his then-girlfriend and band manager, Sue Whitehouse. The clip was actually filmed in the height of the UK summer, on the hottest day of the year. I know I've been thinking about that, actually, when I've been watching some of the Christmas shows over the last few days. You sort of get to think, and you think, maybe the magic's gone, maybe we should really realise that it was actually filmed in August, but you keep watching anyway. We have been paying tribute to Christmas number twos for legends on Siren Radio this evening. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends. But thank you very much for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio. It's back to normal next week. We're going to be looking at another legend of the music industry, but I leave you tonight with one final Christmas number two. This is from 2012. It's Human by the Rag and Bone Man. No, 2012? 2016? What are you on about, Kai? This is Human by the Rag and Bone Man. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? See it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problems. Some people lot of love. So
thank you very much for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren Radio, a special Friday edition. It's the Christmas period, everything's up in the air, and that's why, of course, the rock train is a little bit later than advertised. It's coming up between, well, about a minute's time and 11 o'clock. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Kev, Mark and the gang coming up with the rock train. Thank you very much. Stay tuned to Siren Radio. Good night, God bless, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday for more Legends on Siren Radio.
I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Tune in to Brunch Time with me, Liam O'Dell, for some great music and fun on a Saturday morning. Catch up on the weird and wonderful news you might have missed from the past week. Find out what happened to famous one-hit wonders and what they're up to today. And alongside the latest entertainment and sports news, I give a sarcastic look at the weather over the next week. Lovely. So if you fancy something fun and slightly quirky, tune in to Brunch Time, Saturdays 10 till 12 on Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Siren 107.3 FM.
The Rock Train.